Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, sorry about that. Hey, great to be back another week with you. Another week closer to spring training, and although things have been quiet since the Hall of Fame and the Santander signing, Tanner Scott signing, been definitely less players on the move other than Ryan Presley move we'll talk about tonight. But yeah, you know what? It's getting closer to spring training, like I said, at the end of the day. So, you know, we try to focus on that. And certainly we're going to just keep talking about what's been going on with the offseason, because there's no question it's been a different offseason. It's been quiet the last few years, but there's just something different. So we'll just keep building off of it, because we know a lot of the questions coming in the past week, concerns is there's a lot of yous there from a variety of teams that are you know what, getting mad about it, getting concerned about it, and just kind of want our opinions about it and stuff. So that's what Nolan and I are going to try to do for you, and try to make it make sense, because it's sometimes you just get wrapped up in the moment, and that's what being a passionate fan is. That's what being a dirtbag is. So as always, we cannot do it without you. We do it for you. To our servicemen and women, we can't thank you enough for what you do around the world. So Nolan, myself, the Dirtbag Nation, yourselves included, can do what we do every day. And that's be a part of baseball at the MLB level, the amateur level, a player, a parent, a coach, whatever, a trainer, an umpire even. Get umpires listening and stuff. So you know what? We're just passionate about the game of baseball, and that's don't, no matter what happens at the MLB level, don't ever lose that. I always remind myself every day, and try to talk with Nolan and Braden about it, to, you know, getting excited about their upcoming season again. And, you know, just being able to get out and play with the boys, hang out and get after it with the boys. And as we always say, right, getting up, get after, get dirty. And that's what it's all about. I'm heading over in a couple of weeks to Munich, Germany this year. Going to be coaching over there. It's going to be a long season, because we're in a rebuild, a reset. But that's okay, because I'm developing players at the end of the day. So I've been through it before, and a short term for a long term growth, it's always worth it. So that's what it's all about. So again, we'll get up and settle in, get your favorite drink, wherever you like to listen to us, however you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, it looks like the Mac and Cheese Bowl with 5 original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville Hot Loaded Fry Bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. 5 delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All aboard! There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are we kicking things off this week?
So Travis Hunter, a couple days ago, for those that don't know, Travis Hunter, obviously one of the most talented college football players to ever play the sport. Obviously just won a Heisman this past year and everything like that. Played at Colorado under Deion Sanders. So everybody knows Deion Sanders, Mr. Two-Way athlete, obviously played two sports, baseball and football professionally. So Deion always said the hardest thing to do in any sport that he ever played was hitting a baseball, right? So Travis Hunter comes forward earlier this week on, I guess, his own podcast called the Travis Hunter Show podcast. He says, if y'all don't know, I can play a lot of sports, but you will never know because I play football. I could play basketball, run track, do long jump, high jump, track. I could play baseball if I feel like it. I ain't going to lie. Baseball making that money, so I might make that transition soon, be like Coach Prime Deion Sanders. Go ahead and get my M's over there, too, while I can get my M's in the NFL. I could go out there and be a good outfielder for you. I could steal bases for you. I can't hit for nothing, but I can learn that. That ain't hard. That ain't hard. Hitting a 95-plus mile-an-hour fastball ain't hard, he says. I hope Coach Prime sits down and educates that man and tells him that little ball does funny things like he told Shannon Sharp once upon a time, because that is just a take and a half. For you to sit here, I obviously don't know if he ever played baseball, don't know what his skill level is. Obviously, he's a fantastic player for football. There's talks about him getting drafted as a cornerback and as a wide receiver for whatever team ends up taking him in the first round this year. But dude, if you ever tried to play baseball, you better be one heck of a player. Because Jameis Winston, obviously, former closer, he wasn't good enough of a hitter at FSU. He focused on football. Obviously, you get A.J. Brown. He was All-American in high school, drafted in the 20th round by the San Diego Padres out of high school, then went to Ole Miss, drafted to the NFL, probably because he couldn't hit a baseball well enough. Tons of athletes have tried it since Bo and Deion. None have succeeded.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's great about baseball, like I was talking about, right? College football player, Heisman winner, talking baseball, man. Yes, he was talking other sports as well, but you know what? I don't know how serious he was or not. Probably, if you're a Heisman, you got to have a bit of ego in that. You got to have a little bit of confidence in yourself. You're playing for Coach Prime. You got to have some confidence in yourself. But I love it. I love it. Like, get in there, tune it up, man. Let's see what you can do, big fella, because as we know, It's that and spiking a volleyball, they say, is the two toughest things in sports to do, hitting a baseball and spiking a volleyball. So to square it up, we all know how difficult it is, but we also all know that that's what drives us to the field every day to practice and keep doing it just to see if we can do it and get that feel until we either can continue doing it and become a paid player or we can't. And we got to step back and either become a pitcher or a retiree.
So then a few more signings this week. None of the major boys, but a few of the mid-tier guys. Jerkson Profar to the Braves, 3-year, $42 million. Ha Seong Kim is on a reported deal. Nothing's official yet. Still waiting to hear the final word on that one, but it sounds like a 2-year, $29 million to the Tampa Bay Rays.
That's what I saw, yeah.
Taylor Rogers got traded to the Cincinnati Reds, pending a physical, obviously. Tommy Conley, 1-year, $7.75 million to the Detroit Tigers. Mets signed Ryan Stanek to a 1-year deal. Kirby Yates, 1-year, $13 million to the Dodgers. And then obviously the Ryan Pressly trade. So Ryan Pressly, we'll talk about that one a little bit more. Obviously, Dana Brown comes forward and says, hey, listen, basically all relationship fell apart the second that we signed Josh Hader. And understandably so. I get the surface level move that the Houston Astros made last year. Obviously, Josh Hader, the body of work that he's put in is second to none for closers in the MLB when he's on. Now, last year, he struggled out of the gate with Houston. Obviously, his first little stint with San Diego didn't go as well either. The second season that he was with San Diego, obviously, he posted fantastic numbers again. So, obviously, Houston's hoping for a turnaround there. But Ryan Pressly, obviously, he got there in, 2018, I believe it was, down to Houston from Minnesota. And, I mean, he turned into one of the best, definitely one of the better closers in the entire sport. And I mean, realistically, he was a driving force for the Houston Astros in the playoffs for years. Then all of a sudden, yeah, all relationship was lost there.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we talk about it all the time, right? Culture in the clubhouse, culture throughout the whole system. And that we don't know all the details, whether he had talked with Pressly and said, hey, you know what, we're looking at Hader. What are your thoughts on that? When you look at it from what the reports are and right from Dana Brown's mouth, it didn't look like maybe that conversation existed. And so obviously it went sideways. It's as simple as that. They had to throw in, what was it? $4 million, I think it was, with his salary to offset the Texas state tax for the Cubbies. Hey, again, that's a tough thing for Ryan Pressly to have to go through. But again, you had a team that wants you. Team that respects you, understands you, move forward with it and see what happens. I mean, you're back with Kyle Tucker. You know what? Good for the Cubbies. They're making quiet little moves. Tom Ricketts there last weekend had made his comment during the Fan Fest, Winter Fest, and said, you know, pretty tough to compete. But yet they're not sitting on their hands. They're making some moves, trying to make their team as good as they can for that NL Central, and that's what they need to be doing. No, and nobody else is really doing it. I mean, Pittsburgh Pirates are making some moves too and stuff like that, trying to fill out around that amazing core of pitchers that they have and trying to utilize this time frame that they're sitting in right now, because it's going to be hard to sign those young pitchers. That's the reality of Pittsburgh, it seems. And like we've talked about endlessly, the league in general. I mean, things are definitely different, and that's the bottom line. So, I mean, yeah, good for Ryan Pressly that he's got a team that's interested in him. I think, you know, any team probably, if they had really known that he would have been available, probably would have jumped in on him and tried to make a trade, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I mean, there was obviously some serious interest from a few teams. I mean, Detroit Tigers were seriously in there. The Cubs end up getting the deal done, and obviously Ryan Pressly basically said the only way I'm waiving my no trade is, yeah, if you kick in a little bit of money, because like Kirk said there, obviously going from state-free taxes in Texas, going up to Chicago, to Illinois, where the taxes obviously are not state-free and a heck of a lot more expensive. I don't know exactly what the numbers are, but there had to be some serious interest, because that guy coming in, either way, you got him as an 8 or 9 inning guy, depending on what your bullpen situation is. And you're more than happy with it because he's posted, like I said, just great numbers over the past 7-8 years out of the pen for Houston. Really been a driving force, obviously tons of playoff experience and never really let the big moment get to him. So fantastic move by the Cubs. Getting one of the better guys in the league. Obviously, last year, the Cubs rolled out a rookie for their closer. Now this year, they get the more experienced guy. They'll probably work both ways with it. They'll figure out which one of the two is the better option. I'd imagine Ryan Pressly would get the start out of spring training. Craig Counsell has to be incredibly happy about that, especially since he already lost a couple of his key guys. But, I mean, yeah, you get Kyle Tucker. You get your Ryan Pressly. Obviously you lost Bellinger, but I mean, that's still a good team up there in Chicago.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head for Craig Counsell for sure. I mean, there's a guy, a professional that he's getting right. And that's what he needs. He needs those guys in his clubhouse to help him out and remind the guys that, hey, you know what? We're here to compete. I didn't come here to lose. I made the statement, last September right after the season that we got to become a perennial 90 win team. I don't know if they do that. I don't know if they don't do that. But that's the expectation, and he laid it. Again, culture, right? Building it right there and letting the front office know that, hey, that's the reality of why I'm here. That's why you brought me in. That's why you paid me the bucks. But I have to have a few players that can build that young core and get them to understand exactly right what being a professional Chicago Cub player is and the expectations day in, day out, because that's what it's all about. Now you're up against the wall. Hey, let's go compete. Let's go prove it. And let's go do the job at the end of the day. So we'll be right back here in a break, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Here's one for you, Nolan. I just saw it today. I don't know if there's any validation to it or not. But again, another one for the Toronto Blue Jays. I saw Bob Nightingale supposedly made this statement that no dollars in on it, but supposedly a six-year contract for Alex Bregman. I don't even know what to think about it anymore or whatever. And again, there was no dollars on it. But again, the Blue Jays, and everybody knows that's right. They need a third baseman, depending on what happens with the polar bear, Vladdy situation. Caught me off guard. I don't know. It just kind of came out of left field, so to speak. And are they just, did Scott Boras call him? Say, hey, Bob, send something out there. Let's try to see if Houston will raise the 156 that they offered to Bregman. And again, they don't have to because, again, like you said, it's Texas is a tax-free state. So that would mean the Jays would probably have to go to $180 million. And honestly, I can't see them doing that the way this season is unfolded, our offseason is unfolded. But again, there's two things to it. One, again, it's Toronto, because of them throwing money around and stuff like that and not getting any players. So is that good for Toronto? Is it bad for Toronto? Both. But for me, at least their name is continuously out there. Eventually, they're going to get players and stuff like that. They're setting it up. And for all I know, maybe Ross Atkins is looking at it and saying, hey, if we get the polar bear and we get Bregman and maybe trade for a pitcher, who knows, then we can do whatever we want with Vladdy Guerrero and Bo Bichette. Possibility? I don't know. I don't know. Spring training is coming up and things are going to start to move.
Yeah, I'd still be shocked if he's not either a Tiger or a Boston Red Sox. Or Red Sox, I guess. Just because those are the two teams that obviously have coveted him the most this offseason, it sounds like. Houston, obviously, that six-year 156 offer, everybody knows about that one. Now, obviously, I think hindsight's 20/20 as to why he didn't sign that right off the hop. Sounds like Altuve is willing to move out to left field, Paredes to second base, and then Bregman to third base is kind of the talks for what would happen if he did re-up with Houston. Toronto, I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. Obviously, Toronto needs a third baseman, in my opinion. They need a guy just to sign there long-term, same as what they did with Santander. At least had those pieces in play in the event that a Bo Bichette or Vladimir Guerrero Jr. do not end up re-signing. By all accounts, Bo Bichette, good is gone come next year. Vladdy, I really don't know what's going to happen with Vladdy. Obviously, he set the hard deadline for spring training to be basically when he signs his deal. Now, we also heard that about Manny Machado back when he re-upped on his latest $300 million deal. I really don't know what's going to happen there. I'll be completely honest with you. I think it is a lot of smoke, obviously. We've talked about that in plethora this offseason and in years past regarding players that are somehow tied to the Toronto Blue Jays. I still think Toronto's going to sign Pete Alonso. Personally speaking, I would rather have Pete Alonso over Alex Bregman. I get that's kind of not necessarily a splashy move, getting Pete Alonso at the fact that he's probably going to be a DH for the year behind Vladdy Guerrero Jr. But at the same time, all of a sudden, if I'm Toronto and theoretically I sign Alex Bregman first, right? I'm seriously entertaining the possibility of trading Vladdy. Because I know if I trade Vladdy, I can get a couple more pieces that are MLB guys right now on longer terms, right? Like either basically pre-arb guys who have just came up to the majors or good prospects, like upper-level prospects in whatever system they'd be trading them to. And then I go out and I sign my Pete Alonso to the three-year $90 million deal. I'd be laughing if I was Toronto at that point. If they don't get a Bregman, then all of a sudden, yeah, you get your Alonso. And you have your DH in Alonso, you have first base in Vladdy, you have Anthony Santander out in right field. Right now, Varsho's on the shelf, so Springer's still going to be playing either left field or center with La Perfido out there in one of the other positions. And then all of a sudden, yeah, you have Bo Bichette. So all of a sudden, that 2, 3, 4, 5, like we said there a couple weeks ago, in last week's, that would be a fantastic middle of the order. If they could get a Bregman, even better. I just don't see them being able to sign both of them. So, and like I said, I think Boston would become desperate if all of a sudden Toronto's offered this 6-year, let's say, hypothetically speaking, up near $180 million. Because Boston, obviously, their big need is a third baseman, based on the way that they've been talking about the Rafael Devers situation, moving him over to first base, and Tristan Casas either DHing or being traded altogether.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it, especially with Boston there. And I think you're right. I think that's it's just to try to regenerate interest again, because it went quiet on Boris and Bregman with the Tigers and the Red Sox. I mean, the Red Sox are bringing up some great young kids. They announced that for spring training. Whether they crack the lineup, who knows? But they're right on the peripheral. If they don't, they want to get exposure throughout the league so other teams get watching them in spring training. So if they need to do trades, they've got them available and stuff like that. So here's a question then on Boris and Bregman and the Polar Bear, sent in from the Dirtbags. Hey, are Alonso and Bregman now getting to the point finally with Boris to say, hey, let's talk about Pete Alonso first? Obviously, he wants to go back to the Mets. Steve Cohen made his comments over the weekend and stuff like that, that, hey, you know what? We've offered the best and that's it. Take it or leave it. Didn't quite say it like that, but more or less, right?
Yeah.
We're exhausted with it. We're done with it. Today, there's all reports they're back in again because now the Jays have gone up to $90 million, supposedly is what the number is. And obviously, Pete Alonso wants to be a New York Met. And I don't know if they've been able to have that honest conversation with him to say, look, this is what we're looking at. We're looking at Vladimir Guerrero after we're done, and that's why we're not going anymore. I can't imagine they've had that because of the way the negotiations look. But I have to believe that Pete Alonso has finally said to Scott Boris, look, I don't care. Let's either get this done or I'm going to do it on my own, and I'm going to be a New York Met. Again, anything can happen, but if I'm the Blue Jays and I'm offering that, dude, I want you legitimately in on this. Because now you got Jeff McNeil, you've got Lindor, they're making the endorsements. Hey, let's get the Polar Bear back. Let's get him in the lineup. I don't know. It's one of those off seasons, Dirtbags, and we've seen it. But that one, I think both those players are getting to the point with Boris that, hey, get something done. Make it move. Or we're going to be waiting into spring training.
Well, I think Boris is going to lose a lot of clients very soon. Like, because this will be back-to-back years of him basically having top-notch free agents and them not signing by the time spring training rolls around. Like, we're almost February 1st. Spring training basically kicks off for pitchers and catchers on the 14th or 15th, depending on kind of what team you're on. All things considering, like, last year we saw exactly what happened. Jordan Montgomery signs late. Blake Snell signs late. Both of them were pretty much irrelevant the first half of the year. I get hitters. It's a little easier for them to get caught up to speed. But at the same time, man, like, you still need a full spring training to get your body acclimated to play a full season at the major leagues. Like, and you also want to be settled in and get to know your guys. Like, you don't just want to show up there on day one of the season and all of a sudden I haven't played spring training. I don't know what any of my guys' tendencies are. At Bregman's case, I don't know what my shortstop's going to be doing on his backhand side, on my forehand side, that ball between the 3-6 or the 5-6 hole, right? Like, that's all stuff that they need to get reps with. Pete Alonso, okay, I need to figure out how my guys are tossing the ball across the diamond to me. If it's got a bit of run, if it's got a bit of cut, bit just straight, how the ball plays off of the dirt at X field, right? Like, I get that they're veterans, they should know this, but every field plays differently. Like, every guy throws differently. So this is all stuff that they got to take care of. And like you said, like, Pete Alonso obviously wants to re-up with the Mets. That's clear as day. Otherwise, he probably would have signed with the Toronto Blue Jays because by all accounts, yeah, 3-year 90 looks pretty dang good.
Yeah, considering where he's gone this winter and stuff like that and what he left on the table from the Mets in, 2023 at $153 million or whatever and stuff. I mean, mud on the face. There's no question about it and missed the opportunity. But, hey, we're here right now. And you're talking about two players that, one, if you're signing them as a team, you want them on the field as much as they possibly can be because they've proven they can be on the field. Back to them, they want to be on the field. Pete Alonso, 154 games average the last 4 years. Bregman, buck 40 plus. And that's just the reality. These guys are gamers. They want to be on the field playing baseball, and they need to be there. Like you said, I mean, yeah, okay, you can maybe get away with a week or two in February because you're conditioning all year round, and you're a veteran and you understand it. And yes, you're a player. I think you hit the nail on the head versus a pitcher. Definitely. You've seen the outcome with that. Both Snell. I mean, yes, he ends up getting the big $182 million from Dodgers, but his first half was horrible. Jordan Montgomery, you saw what happened there. So definitely if you're a pitcher, you don't want to have any part of that. So you look at a Jack Flaherty. I mean, we could talk about him later. But it's getting pushed to come or you know what I'm saying. We're getting close. And that time's ticking. And same with those teams. They don't want to be waiting into spring training to be worried about a Scott Boras player. Like we've said all winter long, if one of those players aren't going to be a tipping point for your club, then you're not interested at all. So that unfortunately leaves you with the teams that feel that they can make the difference. Tigers being one, Mets for Alonso, Jays for Alonso, or Bregman with the Jays. Those are difference makers. There's no question about it and stuff, but it's just, I don't know, man. It's gotten almost comical the way they're doing it. And now, of course, sports writers are mad about this and they're mad about that, and they're trying to drum up a positive spin on it. But the reality is what we've been saying all along. With what the Dodgers have done, I think it just froze teams. It's not just simply TV contracts with teams that are holding them back. It's much more than that. It's much deeper than that. And they don't want to be running out hundreds of millions of dollars for players that aren't going to be difference makers. So Dirtbags will be right back here in a second with the curtain call questions.
Milo's Rewards Week is coming, and it's kind of a big deal. Members, get ready for 7 days of up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Save on the top brands in bath, tools, paint, and more. Our biggest member deals are on January 30th through February 5th. So if you're not a loyalty member, now's the time to join for free. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Now take an extra 15% off Flex at Kohl's. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. 15% off valid through January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So you know where you can send those in to us at Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Send them in. We'll talk about them. If they're MLB questions, we'll try to get them on the air. If they're personal training questions, coach, player, parent questions, we'll answer you. We'll contact you personally. You have our guarantee on that. So that's what it's all about. So Nolan, right out of the gate, Texas Ranger fans. What was it? I think 2 days ago, came out that the Texas Rangers are exploring opportunities for building their own TV network. Pretty good concept right there. Pretty good idea, I would have to think, with the way the turbulence of TV contracts have been over, what, the last two, three seasons. So, thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're kind of at the day and age where I don't know how easy it is, obviously, to get a TV like get your own TV station up and going. I can't sit here and say that I have any sort of background knowledge with that. I know I did some broadcasting at college, but that's kind of the extent. TV, in my opinion, every team should have a TV deal with their own respective area. I get that it's not completely easy, otherwise every team would do it. But at the same time, that's generating your own revenue. I get like Bally and everything like that. Obviously was just doing it there before they folded, and now like FanDuel and stuff like that have kind of partnered up and taken over. At the end of the day, I think realistically that's probably got to be the only way that you could compete. Like, because you see obviously the New York Yankees with the YES Network, they've made tons of money off of that. Obviously the Los Angeles Dodgers and their $500 million team this year, they're going to make tons of money off of their television deal that they have out there. Boston with Nesson, list goes on and on. Obviously, Toronto with Rogers. But kind of, yeah, I'm getting to the point where, yeah, Texas, obviously, big enough team. I would say that they're a global team. Having obviously signed a few Japanese players and everything like that. Obviously, won a World Series there a couple years ago. To me, they are big enough team to the point where, yes, they can be global. For them to get their own TV deal, I think that that's a fantastic deal. Keeps the money in-house. Obviously, that way all the money that they're generating goes right back into their own pockets. To me, it's a no-brainer. Like I said, I think every team should try and do it if they can do it.
San Diego Padres question. With all the off-field disturbances of the family and uncertainty and stuff like that, we've heard Dylan Cease all off-season. All of a sudden in the last week, Michael King is also an option that's being thrown out there. They're a $200 million team, so they're not astronomical. But to be having to be, they were one game away from the World Series. They had the Dodgers on the ropes, and now you're hearing
from the NL Championship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like NL Championship Series, not the World
Series.
Yeah,
sorry, yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but if they win that one, they probably run through it as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good team. And to so, thoughts on that? How quick it can turn on you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for Mike Schild, honestly, because it's like, man, I walked into this situation last year fully expecting, obviously, the ownership to still be in a good spot in order to back up the team. Obviously, they had spent the money on their players, brought in their Manny Machados, paid Fernando Tatis a lot of money. Obviously, go out there, get Dylan Cease, get Michael King, get a few other guys here and there, right? Luis Arraez during the year, Jake Cronenworth. Obviously, they had a great lineup. Like, no two ways about it. Mike Schild, obviously a fantastic manager, but now all of a sudden Cease is 1 year left on his contract. Michael King, 1 year left on his contract. So they must be thinking the same way that we are with the Toronto Blue Jays in terms of, hey, listen, like, this is kind of make or break year. But like you said, like, San Diego was on the precipice of possibly going to the World Series. Had they beaten the Los Angeles Dodgers, had they won the National League Championship Series, I think there was a good chance that they beat the New York Yankees. Tell you the truth, honestly, with the way that they played down the stretch, that back end of the bullpen was fantastic. No one was touching them until, yeah, they obviously lost to the Dodgers in the bullpen game, and I think that just kind of derailed the whole season for them. But Yeah, that San Diego Padres situation, especially with ownership fighting amongst themselves, filing lawsuits against one another, like it's not a good position for the San Diego Padres right now. I don't know if they're trying to clear money off the books in order for them to figure out the financial side of it off the field with the Seidler family. But yeah, like I'm just looking at it purely from the standpoint of right now you're in win now mode as the San Diego Padres. I do not trade those guys. I figure out how to make it work at the end of the year. If I got to blow it all up, I blow it all up.
Yeah, I mean, it's devastating for you Padres fans. It really is. You had all this momentum over the last few years, like Nolan talked about, and you're well aware of, the industry's well aware of. And so it's tough times, man. It's disappointing for sure when you build a team like that, and then all of a sudden it's just, you know, you're going to make good trades out of that if they come to fruition and stuff, but you don't want to be playing in that yard again. It is what it is. Great question. Thank you for sending it in. Washington Nationals question. Is there a possibility of a trade for one of those pitchers, a Dylan Cease, a Michael King? Yes, they're only 1 year or whatever and stuff like that, but they've got a pretty decent farm system, not outstanding, but they've got some possibilities. They've done some nice things this year. They want to know, should they be doing little moves like that or maybe looking at Seattle?
Those would be mid-season accusations if they're going after the San Diego boys. I'm not going after them at the start of the year knowing that they only have 1 year left. I trade, let's say, two top 10 prospects for a Dylan Cease or a Michael King, right? All of a sudden, by mid-season, their value's not two top 10 prospects. Their value's maybe a top 10 and a top 20. Because I really don't know what they do, but at the same time, obviously they're guys that you'd love to take a flyer on. I just don't see Washington being in that position right now. Now, that being said, you brought up about Seattle. If I can go out there, not a Luis Castillo, obviously. Luis Castillo is kind of a little bit longer in the tooth. I get that Washington has won with longer in the tooth starting pitchers, but I'd be trying to trade for one of those young bucks. Obviously, they got some studs. They're still all either early arbitration or pre-arbitration guys. They got dudes there. Washington right now, obviously, they got good young kids that they've called up over the past couple of years. They're knocking on the door to be at least a wild card contender. In my opinion, James Wood obviously has to take a step forward this year. Came up and kind of, I don't know if he really performed to kind of what everybody was expecting him to perform to or under. I mean, he did not have a fantastic start to his MLB career. I can say that. I think he's going to be an amazing player at the major league level. Certainly better than what he just showed this year. Dylan Cruz obviously just came up this year. He's going to be a full-time rookie. So I think he'll be right in the rookie of the year consideration. Kyber Ruiz, guys like that, that have been traded in the past couple of years over to Washington that have familiarity. CJ Abrams, he's looking for some dudes. Realistically, I think if I'm trying to trade for a starting pitcher right now, he's got to have control. Come basically mid-season, I'd be in better position. If I want to go out there and get a Michael King or a Dylan Cease, I can make that move depending on where I am.
Good thoughts. Great question. New York Yankee fans, obviously in the last 24 hours, 48 hours, Hank Steinbrenner says, we are not the Dodgers. A little bit more than that, obviously, in that, but that was the bottom line. We are not the Dodgers out of Hank Steinbrenner's mouth. All kinds of backlash down in the New York media and stuff like that, all over them. MLB guys all over them and stuff like that. Thoughts on that?
I do not disagree. They do not have $500 million to spend in one season on a team. Obviously, the Yankees right now are at $300-plus million. I think it's like $301, which I believe is the third highest this season. Like, don't get me wrong, that is a heck of a lot of money. So after CBT, you're looking at a $400 million team, a little over $400, so probably about $415. I mean, the Yankees are obviously global. Obviously, they get money wherever apparel is bought in the world, wherever people are watching the New York Yankees. Fantastic team. Like you said, the stadium doesn't sell out anymore. Like, that to me is the be-all, end-all. If the stadium was selling out 81 games of the year, sure, they could maybe push for $330 to $350 million, but they don't have I don't know how big the stadium is. I'll just say 42,000. They don't have 42,000 fans showing up to every game. They're lucky to get maybe 35, 36, because like you said, the prices are just too astronomical for the New York Yankees. For me to go to every single game or even show up during a weekday game, like there's a lot of games that you see empty seats in the Bronx, and you never used to see that. So I do not disagree with what Steinbrenner is saying. They are not the Los Angeles Dodgers. They do not have $500 million to spend on the team this year.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think there's a lot of trepidation with the owners and stuff like that, and it's great to see guys like Hank Steinbrenner standing up. I mean, that's not easy in the New York market. Obviously, it's win or lose, go home, whatever. And really, let's be honest. I mean, they're talking about some relief pitchers, lefty, the Tim Hill situation, where he goes, doesn't go, and third base. But I think they're okay to start spring training and see what happens and see who gets injured or who doesn't get injured in spring training from their club, from everybody else's club. There's lots of time for them. They're in a good position. They did the nice pivot from the Juan Soto situation. They're okay. But I think really, without saying it, I think that's what Steinbrenner's saying. He goes, where does it end? We can't have all this deferral money. Not the Yankees, nor anybody else other than the Dodgers. And they've just put themselves in that position to be able to do it. It's that simple. That's the way it is. So here's a question from the Cubs. So I just saw it today even, but Cubby fans sending it in. Those, thank you very much, Dirtbags. Cubbies supposedly on the record saying that the Los Angeles Dodgers had the Japanese market. They don't think they're going anywhere else in the country. Thoughts on that? How do we change it if they're right?
I mean, the Cubs have signed two guys in the past 3 years. Seiya Suzuki was a good get, and obviously Shota Imanaga was a fantastic get too. So don't get me wrong, I do think the Dodgers 100% have the market basically cornered about as much as you can. But the Cubs are still going to get interest. The Cubs are still a global team, like we said, man. As long as you're those global teams, you'll still at least get some sort of interest. But call it what it was, man. Roky Suzuki signed with the Los Angeles Dodgers before the Los Angeles Dodgers made that offer official. Like, you can't sit here and convince me otherwise. And I'm not even sitting here knocking on Roky Suzuki. I'm sitting on everybody else that's trying to say that there wasn't a handshake deal in place with Andrew Friedman. Like, Andrew Friedman came forward and said, hey, there wasn't a handshake deal. There's no way that we did that. Dude, you guys just won a World Series. You have great Japanese players on your team currently as is. Why, if I'm Roky Suzuki, am I looking elsewhere? Like, call it what it is. I know I'm not getting paid $300+ million like he probably would have if he was 25 years old and he was injury-free, right? Like, he would have been getting his Yoshinobu Yamamoto money. Come next year, you got another fantastic Japanese player who's going to be coming out, the third baseman. I'm drawing a blank on his name. But he's going to be another guy that it's going to be real interesting to watch because, honestly, right now, betting favorites, Los Angeles Dodgers, for the newest third baseman, and that kid's 23 or 24 by the time he comes out.
Yeah, and I know all the East Coast teams, the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Mets or whatever, and that are positioning themselves for him as well. But again, we've seen it, right? So I think all of this, great questions, Dirtbags, and I think really what a lot of the owners are starting to do now, I hate to say it, but I think they're positioning it for that collective bargaining agreement to restructure a lot of the things. And as far as the Japanese market, I don't know how they do that. That'll be interesting to watch it unfold, see what happens. I don't know. Time will tell on that one. But right now, the Dodgers are in a golden position, and they're using it, and kudos to them. So thanks for sending in your curtain call questions. We're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought, kind of interesting the way that they did it. MLB The Show 25 comes out very soon. Anyways, Ellie De La Cruz comes on first, reported that he's on the cover. Then Paul Skeens comes forward and he's like, no, I'm on the cover. Then Gunnar Henderson comes forward and he's like, no, I'm on the cover. Turns out all three of those guys on the cover together. Obviously, the next generation up and coming. If I was all three of those guys, I don't think I would have wanted to be on the cover. I don't think there's an MLB The Show jinx like Madden. But, I mean, I'm just looking at it and a lot of the guys, when they're on the cover, do not have fantastic years the year that they are on the cover. Obviously, Jazz Chisholm was on it in 2023, and he did not have a particularly good year at all. A lot of injuries and everything like that. Shohei Ohtani was on it in 22. He did have a great year, obviously, won an MVP, but Shohei's just an anomaly. Vladdy, I believe, was on it last year. First half numbers were atrocious. Second half, when the Jays were out of contention and pitchers actually just started throwing to him because it didn't mean anything, he posted his numbers again. So I don't really know exactly how I feel about it, but good for these young kids. Obviously, they're the future generation. Hopefully, they all have fantastic years.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've talked about it, right? I think that's why, unfortunately, there's going to be a lot again this year, a lot of free agents unsigned when it's all said and done and the season starts, because you got all these young guns coming all the time. And every team, they've got them. They one or two every year and stuff like that you get excited about watching. You look forward to it. And that's a big part of the business. You should look forward to it. And they've got that rolling really well, the MLB. I love it. The fact that they've got them up there, they're pushing them forward. Hey, if you're good, let's go play. Let's go play. That's the bottom line. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, part of the show. You know, again, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So thank you very much. If you have questions, curtain call questions, whatever, send them to us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Noel, myself, will answer them. We'll contact you personally if it's necessary. Otherwise, we'll try to get it on the show. Hey, you know what? You get out there this week, whatever you're doing, wherever you are in the world, get up, get after it, get dirty on the field, off the field, because that's what being a dirtbag is all about. So on that note, Nolan, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening. Once again, dirtbags, stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.